5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants Republicans in Congress to get tougher against the impeachment inquiry, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to impeach.
The acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, speaks to House committees today. Four parents changed their pleas to guilty in a college admissions scandal.
Douglas Hodge admitted to trying to get his children into the University of Southern California as athletes. Michelle Genaves paid for fake athletic status for her daughter and son at USC and Georgetown. Manuel and Elizabeth Henriquez paid for false tennis credentials for their daughter at Georgetown and for their other kids to cheat on entrance exams.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the head of a tennis academy in Texas who was in on the scheme, agrees to plead guilty as well and to cooperate with investigators. They'll all be sentenced next year. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's meet our contestant.
The real chance of winning.
Discover it's a prize.
Ah, this is going to be fun.
Imminent prize delivery.
Oh, man, I got to get in on that.
Huge jackpot.
We are all over this contest, bro.
Surprise me.
After the contest.
Everybody, soda chugging contest.
Prize patrol.
Working Publishers Clearinghouse. Oh, $10 million.
After the contest.
There must be some mistake.
Getting rich quick.
A spectacular once-in-a-lifetime opportunity awaits you.
I got them a toaster.
Just a bunch of losers.
You'll be getting rich quick, like in just a couple of minutes with the forecast. But first, let's get the name game name out there.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We hope that April McLemore is. April, if you're listening, call 396-5477, 396-5477, and get in on the name game for that incredible Roll Tide cruise from Carnival Cruise Lines, February 10th through the 15th, featuring Alabama players and celebrities. That's April McLemore, 396-5477, at 603.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated, 855-777-9785.
That line of showers that passed through much of the river region between 4 and 5 o'clock, pretty robust. A lot of people said they woke up when it was raining so hard on the roof when it went through. That's the cold front itself. The front has now gone down to beyond Troy, approaching Ozark. And so that's it for the rain. And the airport picked up 0.19 when that went by. Our forecast then calling for some morning clouds. It immediately turns cooler as soon as the front passes your location. It'll become breezy later on. So morning clouds gives way to afternoon sun, with the high temperature today up to about 73. Clear, chilly tonight, jacket weather. Next two nights, really, 45 by dawn tomorrow morning, 40s again on Wednesday night. Wednesday and Thursday, too, the nicest fall days you'll ever see. Good bit of sunshine both days, comfortable, low 70s. Rain returning as early as Friday morning, first thing. And showers and thunderstorms are a good bet, some beneficial rainfall. And the weekend, is still pretty much a question mark, so we're going to have to at least include the mention of showers. But the models are very different on the weekend forecast. Right now this morning, do you want to know the current temperature? Well, he's stalling because he's checking. We're going to the airport now. Oh, boy. Oh, wait. We're pulling into the airport. Here we go. It's 64 degrees with northwest winds at 8 miles per hour here at 6:04.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hope everything is going smoothly at your house. Hope you didn't walk into the, let's say, the kitchen barefoot to get some water and all of a sudden splish splash. Yeah, no, that's not good. You know, a problem that developed overnight that you didn't know that was lurking. Yeah, well, our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to help. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And I love how professional they are because they give you a general idea of when they're going to be there, and then they'll call when they're on their way, and then they'll assess the problem, sit down with you, and say, here's what it is, this is what it's going to cost, do it. They do. And it's done. And that's the way it is at Plumbing by Lukewire, my go-to plumber. And the whole house plumbing inspection is great peace of mind where they check out all your plumbing inside and out. Maybe there's a problem that's waiting to happen, and they can fix it before it becomes a big problem. 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Our electrifying story today is political, and I don't know about anybody else, but this sure reminds me of Anthony's wiener and his Carlos Danger. Mitt Romney, it's been discovered, has been taking pot shots at the president under the Twitter name Pierre Delecto.
Oh, really?
Pierre Delecto.
A pseudo-name.
Yes.
I wonder how they found that out.
Well, If the picture I saw yesterday, I don't know how somebody didn't come to this conclusion sooner, because it really is kind of comical. But we have the whole story told by a group that I know well. I don't know if you know this. I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Oh! Styx. Domos arigato, Mr. Selecto. Guys were doing for those long, ponderous intros, didn't they?
Like a porn star name.
I really don't understand his motivation, but he's really damaging himself in Utah. His approval there
is that right?
Plummeting.
Because that's a That's Trump country, right?
You know, in politics, you expect the other party to be as nasty as they can. That's just the way it is, and right. That's nothing new. But, you know, sabotaging your own party, that's something.
He's going to get Christmas cards from a lot of Democrats.
He should. I happily voted for him when he ran in 2012, but was very disappointed that he didn't fight a little harder for the job.
Right, right.
I think a lot of people shared that feeling at the time. But remember the first debate, he had a 75% approval in the general public that he won that debate handily. Mm-hmm. And then he mailed it in the next two times. It's like, well, you know, okay.
He seemed presidential the first time.
Sure did, but not after that. Anyway, we don't mix politics into the show too often in the morning, but that's funny. Pierre Delecto, really? I got to find that picture for you. Local news at 6:10, and then we're back.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says Alabama's Democrats should follow bylaws adopted earlier this month and urge the state party chair, Nancy Worley, to get on board with them. Both national and state party officials disagree on which set of bylaws are legitimate after two different meetings. The dispute will likely end up in court. Police say new surveillance video could be crucial in the search for three-year-old Camille McKinney. It's been over a week since she was snatched from a birthday party in Birmingham. Police are now looking for a man that walks with a distinctive limp. They believe he was a witness. Reward money for credible information is now up to $25,000. After a close runoff election and now a recount, Tracy Larkin has been declared the official winner of Montgomery's District 3 City Council race. At the end of election night, only 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marche Johnson. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
And we're back.
Okay, here we go.
Wakey, wakey.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
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 Good morning. Are you awake?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, too.
That's what I want to see first thing in the morning.
I'm glad you're here. Good morning.
Let's do our best to make a good first impression.
Time for my favorite show.
We proudly present this show.
Tuesday.
Showtime.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Margaret's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Margaret's. Margaret's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine.
Oh, you better have a good reason for getting us out of bed this early, jerk.
Happy National Nut Day.
Happy National Nut Day.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
I'm also allergic to cashews and almonds and filberts.
So basically all nuts.
Listen, be careful.
You better be careful.
Why's that?
Why's that?
This show is chock full of nuts.
These people are nuts.
It's showtime.
Happy Nut Day. We're closing early.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee, who's the person that thought it would be a good idea to make J. Scott the operations director of this company? Really? Just because he's worked here 17 years, puts in 10-hour days,
right?
Does a game show on Saturday for the love of it, that's no reason to give him a giant promotion and a huge pay raise. I kid, of course. But the fact is, our new boss isn't even in the studio yet.
No.
Isn't like one of the rules here, you have to be on time for your show?
Well, I think he's taking on new responsibilities. I saw him cleaning the bathroom a little while ago.
Well, the thing is, the boss needs to understand, we don't care about the other stations here. Screw them. If they got problems, fix it later. We're number one. It's fine. I posted this announcement on Facebook yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We got 215 reactions.
And one of them is mine.
And 52 comments.
Yeah.
So, Jay, you are loved. We are happy for you. And congratulations. And let me know how and when I should kiss your ass so that I'm always in favor with you.
Is he our boss now?
Operations manager. I don't have a management title.
I'm
sometimes I'm not sure I'm in charge of my own shows.
I'm peon.
Peon. Come on, peon. If you acted anything close to what you could act because of your stature in this area, you would be impossible. But you're not. You are humble and a great teammate.
Well.
Now, who else can I suck up to as long as I'm at it this morning?
Baby?
She's the prettiest little girl in the world. And that's why
she loves her Uncle Greg.
I'm grilling chickens in my pajamas at early hours of the day.
I'm glad you're wearing something.
World Series tonight. Everybody excited?
No.
No.
It's only once a...
No.
Okay. One of the players on the Nationals.
Yeah.
He's sort of like the fourth outfielder. Para is his name. He's taking on this whole baby shark thing. That's his walk-up music when he goes to hit.
Yep.
So we've had a little fun with it, doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, baby shark style. Be ready to be annoyed.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
I just said that.
Shut up.
So there you go. I talked to Mr. Baumhauer yesterday because, first of all, I had to give him a hard time. I said, thanks for letting me know that you were opening an East Chase. I have to find this out on the street.
Right. Well, did you find out exactly where they're going? Do you know?
No. I looked the other day, and I'm not sure
Okay. Where
it's going to be. I'm not sure the opening date, but he said he wants to do a big countdown promotion.
Okay.
And here's the other interesting thing. He's going to put a booth in there for broadcasting.
A broadcasting booth?
Yes.
Well, we could do a show from there? Would you do happy hour from there?
Well, it would be kind of fun to have. They've done that for us, open up the other location for breakfast purposes.
Wouldn't you love on Wednesday night to finish happy hour and know you don't have to drive to Baumhauer?
Yes.
You're already there?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'd like to do that every day.
Yeah.
Just bring on the food. I sit there like Henry VIII, you know, just bring me another drumstick and party on.
Hey, shape up. The operations manager just came in.
Is my collar straight for TV?
You're looking good.
How's my makeup? Are my eyes looking okay?
Just put away that...
Is there anything we can get for you, sir? Mr. Scott? He is going to be the best manager since Michael Scott from The Office. The best manager named Scott since Michael Scott from The Office.
Another That's chicken leg, please.
Anyway, Baumhauer's, that's tomorrow night after the show, and we hope you'll come and help us celebrate Joey and Jack's new show.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with stars, you've got to, be at the mercy of their schedule. But that'll be tomorrow night, right after Happy
Hour. Have you seen their professional pictures?
Yes.
Joey's so Hollywood.
Yeah, he is.
Joey!
He's not quite as
adorable
as you are, but he's closing in. I think he wants that title. By the way, Baumhauer's halftime specials. That's the new happy hour. Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, half off great deals like the tailgate burger and fries. Awesome. Half pints and bottles of wine, glasses or bottles, half off, and other bar specials as well. 2 to 6, Monday through Friday at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard at 6th 9th, and soon to be in East Chase, 6th 19. Traffic and then the timeline for October the 22th.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're doing a little business this morning. We got some cars inbound on 65 and 85 to downtown Montgomery. A little busy at the interchange. The Boulevard, not quite as busy, but it's going to be building as we get further along in the morning. 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville looking good this morning, as well as the Troy Highway. Don't text and drive. Buckle up this morning. And for heaven's sakes, don't be dipping your little Debbie in your coffee going down the road. Pay attention. Hands on the wheel. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, if you're anything like me, Halloween's just another excuse to eat free king-size Snickers bars while wearing only your bra. You see, I got this trick-or-treating hack where I go to all the rich people's houses, and every year I walk away with a buttload of Snickers, Milky Ways, Twixes, and I'm talking the high-dollar king-size ones, too. Now, how does a grown woman go trick-or-treating? When you get to the rich folks' neighborhood, just find yourself a group of kids. And right after they ring the doorbell, just run up onto the porch and start yelling at the whole group about how they're a bunch of ingrates. When the rich lady opens the door, she'll just assume you're the poor mom of all them damn ingrates. And she'll feel like the least she can do is give you a king-size Snickers bar. Works every time. Then, I go back to my little corner of paradise, a.k.a. the Better Days trailer court. I take off my costume, sit on the floor in my skivvies, and eat all the free candy I got just for pretending to be someone's mom. You're welcome. Happy Halloween, y'all.
We pause for this word.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
And now with the timeline for October the 22nd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Look, Jay's even playing the piccolo right now. That is so good, man.
He is
that
so versatile.
So good. 295th day of the year, 70 days remain. You already mentioned it's National Nut Day. It's also Caplocks Day.
Caplocks Day?
God love my aunt.
Why do they call it that?
My who's 78, still speaks on Facebook
All caps.
In all caps. And we've tried to tell her, you know, that comes across wrong. And she answers, in all caps, oh. this is an International Stuttering Day.
Are you going to let me get away with that, boss?
Stop. No. Carly Simon was a famous stutterer, except when she sang. Mel Tillis was a famous stutterer.
Except for when he sang.
Yeah. 1797, French balloonist André Jacques Garnier makes the first parachute descent, landing safely from a height of 3,200 feet over Paris. Later, he tried it over Nicaragua. 183 years ago, 1936, Sam Houston inaugurated first constitutional president of Tejas, Texas. In English. I thought I would do it in English, too. 81 years ago, 1938, Chester Carlson printed the first photocopy on a strange invention called the Xerox photocopier. IBM, RCA, and Kodak all had no interest in this gadget because it only made copies. He started manufacturing the device himself, made an estimated $100 million. Xerox comes from the word xerography, meaning dry writing. 1957, American forces suffered their first casualty in Vietnam. 1961, Chubby Checker sings The Twist on The Ed Sullivan Show for the first time. This is the day 57 years ago in 1962 that John F. Kennedy ordered a naval quarantine on Cuba until Fidel Castro removed the Russian missiles from the country. Russia finally backed down, thus ending the Cuban Missile Crisis. 13 very tense days in October, which was when the world was at the brink. The famous quote, I forget who said it, we were eyeball to eyeball and the other guy just blinked.
As time has passed and some of that stuff's been declassified, you find out that it was actually even closer.
It was very
to a nuclear holocaust.
Oh my gosh. 1965, LBJ signs the Highway Beautification Act, which attempts to limit billboards and other forms of outdoor advertising and junkyards on America's roadways and interstate highways. It used to be awful. 1953, I beg your pardon, 53 years ago in 1966, Beach Boys hit the charts with Good Vibration. The single took 6 months and $50,000 to record, most expensive song ever produced at that time, a dozen recording sessions, 100 hours of tape, but it's a masterpiece. 50 years ago in 69, Led Zeppelin II released with Whole Lotta Love. 1988, Phil Collins did a remake. He's number one on the U.S. single charts with A Groovy Kind of Love. But done originally by?
The Mindbenders.
On Fontana Records, that blue label. 26 years ago in 1993, Rudy was released, starring Sean Astin as the Notre Dame football player Rudy Rediger. 7 years ago, 2012.
It's Stutterer's Day.
It's Stutterer's Day. 2012, Lance Armstrong stripped of all seven of his Tour de France titles. Cheater.
It really is.
Cheater.
Birthdays. Remember those little kids, the Hansons? Cute little kids?
No, I hate them. And I hate them because I went to the 1997 World Series expecting to see Gloria Estefan or somebody famous do the national anthem. And I see those three little troll dolls standing there on the field.
But the question is, do you remember them? So apparently you do.
Bitterly.
Zachary Hansen is 34 today. He's the young one. He's 34 today. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 44. He's Mitchell on Modern Family. This show's in its final season. Brian Botano is 56, Olympic figure skater. Bob Odenkirk is 57. He's Saul on Better Call Saul from the Breaking Bad spinoff. He used to be a writer for SNL. Jeff Goldblum is 67. Christopher Lloyd is 81. We all know him as Doc Brown in Back to the Future, but to me, he will always be Jim Ignatowski on Taxi. Annette Funicello would have had a birthday today. She died in 2013. She was a musketeer, right?
Yeah.
A musketeer.
Oh, yeah, one of the originals.
9 days we are till Halloween, 12 days until the time change as the Prince of Darkness arrives and stays for 4 months. Thanksgiving dinner on the table, just 37 days.
Wow.
In 2 months from today, this will be Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. Christmas is 64 days away. That's your timeline.
Operations manager. What? Sir, would you make a note that Richard neglected to do his song of the day in this timeline feature and put a red mark next to his name?
I will, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't put the...
Because I took the time to produce that song of the day and, to get the levels right. And to
I pulled it out the least he should yeah. just play it.
That's really funny. That's really hilarious because it's going to be our risky click of the day.
Oh.
If you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go. Ah, yeah. Taking you back to 1976. This group used to be the leading gross national product... act in their country.
Sweden.
Yes, Sweden. As a matter of fact, they made more money than anything else. We're talking about Dancing Queen from ABBA on your timeline. Good morning.
Good save, buddy.
I did these so far in advance. This was put out in May.
Can I make a confession?
Sure.
I like ABBA.
Yeah. I have no problem. That is not anything to be ashamed of.
I'm okay with this one. I don't like everything they did, but I'm okay with Dancing Queen.
I love
Queen.
The way they produced Take a Chance on Me.
Take a Chance yeah. on Me.
I mean, I'm not going to go see... those two movies that involved ABBA, I can't remember what the two movies were.
No. Yeah.
What were those two movies that just recently released?
Those two chick flicks.
It was Mamma Mia, and the sequel, whatever it was. Yeah,
Mama.
It's going to be very different than, let's say, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not going to go watch those movies or anything.
I
enjoy some ABBA.
The time of the day, song of the day.
Yeah. I'm also going to mark you, because you always do this, though.
Right.
You never count down your own birthday.
Yeah.
You count down everybody else's birthday, but you never count down your own birthday.
Mr. Scott, would you make a note, please, that we need to caucus on that upcoming event?
Oh, we do. Yes, yes, we do. Need to caucus on that.
I have one idea.
Okay.
We have, we're going to have start having performance reviews, right?
How am I doing so far today?
Doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
Doing pretty good. It all depends on your convoluted intro.
Say, Rich, say that was your timeline.
And that's your timeline for today.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I just suck at this job. We had the nice line of showers that moved through over the last couple of hours. That was the actual front itself. So some morning cloudiness. It's already getting cooler. We were in the low 70s, at 4 o'clock this morning, but we're already back to the 60s. Sunshine returns this afternoon. Breezy, cooler. Northwest winds at 16, high 73. Clear, chilly tonight. Jacket weather for the next two nights. 45 by dawn tomorrow morning. 40s again Wednesday night. And then Wednesday and Thursday, two of the most beautiful fall days you'll ever see. Sunshine, low 70s, blue skies. Rain returning as early as Friday morning, and the weekend forecast is still up in the air as far as the amount of showers or how it's all going to play out. Right now this morning, we have northwest winds at 8 miles per hour. You can feel the change already. Cloudy in 64 at 633.
Later this morning, animal stories, morning maroons.
Tusk.
8 conundrum. Yeah.
Tusk. Sorry. That'll be my first act as operation mandate, the Tusk play every morning.
Actually, I've been doing these feedback seminars with listeners. We got one tonight.
That's right, the pizza place.
And it's really interesting what people note. Somebody's already suggested I make Tusk the roll call song in the afternoon.
Oh, God. You can't. You can't replace nothing from nothing, man. No.
Fleetwood Mac's looking at their sales, and they're saying, why has Tusk gone up in sales in the southeastern U.S. for the last few weeks? I don't understand what's going on.
It's that Scott guy. By the way, we want to remind April McLemore, you are this hour's name in the name game, and you have until 7 a.m. to reach us at 396-5477 to win that incredible Roll Tide cruise next February. We are getting ready for TV. Our topic today, impulse purchases.
Oh,
God. I've got one in my box, and it's sitting on the bed. I don't know if I should take it back or not.
What has two thumbs and has a problem with impulse purchases?
That guy.
Stuttering guy.
Okay, we will be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update. A few more folks are beginning to venture out this morning, and we're seeing increased traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka inbound to Montgomery, as well as 31 out of Prattville. 231 and 331 into the city. A few more cars there, as well as the Boulevard. I-65 and 85 are moving along at a nice clip through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents to report at this time. Good job. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday night football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants Republicans in Congress to get tougher against the impeachment inquiry, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to impeach.
The acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, speaks to House committees today. Four parents changed their pleas to guilty in a college admissions scandal.
Douglas Hodge admitted to trying to get his children into the University of Southern California as athletes. Michelle Genaves paid for fake athletic status for her daughter and son at USC and Georgetown. Manuel and Elizabeth Henriquez paid for false tennis credentials for their daughter at Georgetown and for their other kids to cheat on entrance exams.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the head of a tennis academy in Texas who was in on the scheme, agrees to plead guilty as well and to cooperate with investigators. They'll all be sentenced next year. America's listening to Fox News.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich, you should give this a listen.
I can't keep up with all my streaming subscriptions. I'm on subscription overload.
Have you tried TV?
TV? What's that?
TV has tons of shows and live sporting events all within one subscription.
You mean I won't have a bunch of small bills that add up?
Nope. Plus, TV offers different kinds of programming on something called channels.
Huh, sounds interesting. But how will I watch Hulu?
Pretty much everything on Hulu is or was once on TV.
Grey's Anatomy was on TV. How old is that show?
And the best thing about TV is that you can watch it on your TV.
You convinced me. I'm signing up for TV today.
Then call your local cable provider on this thing called a phone.
A what?
People talk on it.
How about that for a concept?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
Just got a bill yesterday that had the Hulu subscription on it. Day before that, it was Netflix. I have no idea how much stuff I'm paying for. Amazon Prime, you get their service with that annual fee, right?
Right. So that's rolled in. But, Jay, you were saying that I could get Hulu and Disney.
You'll get Hulu, Disney, and ESPN.
Okay.
For, I think, $10?
Oh. How do I wonder?
10 or 12.
I wonder how I do that.
But the Hulu subscription that comes with that Disney Plus thing is only, it's the ad-supported one.
Oh,
they don't
no.
have the ad-free one.
No, I've got the ad-free
See,
one.
See, I've got the ad-free one as
and
well.
And the 4K.
Yeah. So if they were whatever, if they could bundle that, I might actually go with it. Yeah. So, but they're unbundling that.
Well, at 6:39, should we hit the running music?
It's showtime.
Why not?
The producer over at the TV station was just asking if we can hear them. Everything's working fine. I saw that Jalea showed some pictures of the wedding, Andrew's wedding, a little while ago. There, Andrew and Logan are in Ocho Rio, Jamaica, right now. And I noticed that there was a little tropical wave moving through there. So it was...
You've been to Jamaica. You ever been there, to that part of Jamaica?
That's on the northern shore, but it's a little farther than... You land at the same airport, Montego Bay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what do you do when it's raining and you're on your honeymoon?
I don't know.
You watch the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's how they do it there. You roll with them.
I don't know.
Our topic will be impulse purchases. I have no idea what I'm going to say.
I know that I have a problem with impulse.
Yeah, but why don't we delve into your history on that subject?
Okay, and I have also, I'll talk about how when packages arrive at the door and you go, what is this?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Impulse shopping is dangerous for certain people, especially right after payday. And a new study looked at what the average person spends on stuff they don't need.
Yeah, the average American spends over $2,400 a year on impulse purchases. And the top things we regret spending on money, apparently, include clothes. I don't know about that for me.
Yeah.
And shoes, food and drinks, and expensive gadgets. It's also found that 76% of us regret some of the impulse buys we make, and it only takes an average of 9 hours before we start feeling guilty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think it's kind of more instantaneous now. As soon as I open up my bank statement, that's when I start to feel guilty.
Yeah.
Want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. All of these purchases on here, I'm guilty of all of these.
We have someone in our group here who has impulse purchase issues.
Yeah.
And therapeutically, I think it would be good for him to share a little about that.
It's too easy to hit. It's too easy to hit enter. You know, my hand starts to shake as I put my hand hovers over the enter button. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. And gadgets. Not clothing. Not shoes. No, it's gadgets.
I've been to his house. And you have to take anti-seizure medication before you walk into his living room because there's more screens there than I've seen anywhere on the planet.
He has 27 TVs on the wall.
Yeah, so he can watch the weather and
nothing on Rich
exactly.
Thomas.
You know, the thing is, this
step
is
in the driveway and all the cameras are looking at you.
Here's another terrible moment.
You're not getting away with anything.
This is another terrible moment is when something arrives at the door.
And you don't remember ordering it.
Oh, what could this be?
Yeah.
You forgot.
I have a box.
That's when you know you have a problem.
Yes. Right. At least the first step, though, I'm not positive. It is admitting it, though, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're almost there.
Maybe we'll send you to an IPA meeting, an Impulse Purchasers Anonymous meeting, and you can...
Oh, I thought that was a beer.
No. Sorry.
I was like, send me to that meeting.
That's not weird.
You impulse buy.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah.
Tons. I'm just as bad as you are.
Yeah.
In fact, I opened up packages that were sitting in my floor today. Not today. It was for my birthday. I decided, let me open up these packages that I had bought. And I was looking at the date they were shipped. I had stuff from 2017 I had not even opened
yet. You're not even opening the packages?
That's ridiculous.
Well, when I was a wealthy bachelor, I did a lot of impulse spending.
I know you did.
And that's why I'm just getting by married man now. You know?
But who's the big impulse buyer over there?
Ryan.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not.
Ryan. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, why are they saying that then?
I don't buy anything.
Oh. What about for your dogs? Don't you buy them things impulsively?
I buy them food.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, but I have money to impulse buy. Yeah.
Food is not an impulse purchase.
I don't regret the gadgets or clothes or shoes. Now, food, on the other hand, I'm kind of like, well, I could have eaten at home.
Yeah.
I've never regretted food.
I only regret, and I guess this is it. You only regret, like, the... how much it costs. Because I'm like, no, this is worth it.
History.
This is
totally worth
it. It's so easy. Yeah.
I only regret it when I'm inching towards the next payday. And I'm like, oh, man, I guess I could get back the money for that plate.
And it's the worst thing when you get paid. And then I'm like, yes. I've got all this money. And then in
you
a
realize,
week,
wait a minute. It's halfway gone, yeah. So
Ryan,
I maybe may have told ourselves we are just a little bit guilty of that, but not much.
Are you still
paying you in thermometers?
Oh, mine's court ordered, so.
One for
yeah, okay, so gadgets, that's mostly for you, Rich?
Yeah, gadgets. Well, what were you going to say, Greg?
No, Ryan, I was going to say, you know, buying dog food is not an impulse purchase. The impulse purchase is when you subscribe to BarkBox.
Oh, gosh, yes. Did you get your new BarkBox?
Not this month.
Okay, I got ours came Saturday. Wow.
Well, you must live in a better zip code than I do.
No, I don't know about that.
Dogs to be impulsive.
Do you recommend the BarkBox?
Yes.
It's the best day of the month, not only for the dog, but for us.
Cut back on the impulsive purchases.
No. Dog needs nice things.
BarkBox.
You got to do it.
You're enabling her.
You got to do BarkBox.
Stop enabling her.
Let me stop you right there.
All right.
And on that note, Friday.
Exactly. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. This is the perfect time to wrap because she does not need that subscription. Bye, guys. Have a good night.
See you.
See ya.
And if you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that was kind of hard to jam a word in there at the end.
Yeah. And with the delay, it's
Look at that lighting on our set. That is the worst. That's got to get fixed.
Mm. Yeah, and with the delay, see, they're hearing us as we're saying, as we're talking. No. We're hearing them as they're talking. They're hearing
but
us.
But they hear us on a
This studio is lit. I expect a dental technician to come in.
The show's lit.
It is 6:46. Now, impulse purchases are one thing. Planning ahead for Christmas purchases is another, which is why I suggest a visit to Brian Jewelry in Prattville. If you want to see the quality, you can go to their website, brianjewelry.com. While you're there, sign up for their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, and then they keep you in the loop on all the new styles and trends that come in. But one of the things you'll appreciate about them, actually a couple, one, they can create something for you. So if you have an idea, rather than bounce all over the state trying to find it or luck into it, just have them make it. That's what professional jewelers do. You can build a watch at Brian Jewelry, and they're there to offer care and cleaning of any purchase for the lifetime that you own it. And that's one reason why they've been around for over 6 decades. Originally, when the preferred community of Prattville was a tiny little town, now expanding to the giant metropolis that it is, Brian Jewelry has been taking great care of people over 3 generations now, and they continue that high standard of service. There's 2 showcases inside the front door, one for the Auburn Nation, one for Alabama, and there are great gift ideas if you're just shopping for a nice gift for somebody who's on one side of the rivalry or another. You'll find Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Miley Cyrus. Never mind. I said this.
That's about it.
I said this in 1988.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, in case you missed that. I said this back in 1988 when it first happened, because everybody was, oh, his career's over. I said, no, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Right.
And that's what Rob Lowe says about the sex tape scandal he was in 1988.
Yeah.
When they were very rare. He never made a dime off that tape, as others have since. But he still says, it got me sober. Sober got me married. I've been married 28 years, and I have 2 great sons. I don't think any of that happens without going through that scandal. But, you know, for a guy who was kind of like written off, we'll never come back from that, he actually did a pretty good job.
That happened, by the way, in Atlanta.
Yes. Yeah. In Georgia. 90-year-old Barbara Walters isn't up to speaking with people. She turned 90 last month.
Yeah, 90. Right?
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell has been visiting. Says, I don't think she's up to speaking to people now. She's a wonderful woman, and it's hard to age in America. That is a topic for the afternoon show one of these days.
Aging in America?
Yeah. Talk to somebody you know that's, you know, starting to get a little bit older, like Rick. and ask.
God, was that a K at the end or an H?
I'm there. It was a K.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Give me 1 second here.
Hello, Suicide Hotline. Please hold.
All right. Enjoy the JT and Leanne show tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow right here.
At 6.
Yeah. The J and JT and Leanne show. Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers' World Series starts tonight. Is giving World Series tickets to fans who were taunted by New York Yankees fans at Game 5 of the ALCS. That's one thing that makes you nervous about big games is there are fans that could boost up, beard up, or whatever, and really show their keister, and that makes me uncomfortable. Why do you have to have 20 beers to enjoy a football game? I don't understand. Have you seen this speculation on the new Star Wars?
The new trailer just came out, huh? Yeah, it came out during Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And I guess in the trailer, 3CPO is... Hey, CPO, that's a good title for you.
CPO.
Since you're our new boss and a nerd, he's the new 3CPO of Blue Water Broadcast.
Saw the CPO, I saw the assistant CPO, and...
And now the C-3PO.
I guess I have not seen the trailer, but it says C-3PO is saying goodbyes like someone's about to die. And this is the last of the 9 films in the Star Wars storyline. Right. They're not going to find a reason to do a 10th film.
No. It is the last in the whole Skywalker thing. The thing that started in 77, that story is going to end this December. Will they continue with Star Wars movies? God, yes. They will do that until the heat death of the universe.
It'll just continue to go on. Star Trek, you had different generations and different...
Exactly.
You know, different...
Exactly.
Right.
Now, is this the one where they're sort of working Carrie Fisher's character into the movie through digital technology?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she passed away before filming even began, although I think some of the scenes they shot for the last one are being used in this one. I don't know.
Well, they're taking little bits and pieces of stuff she shot right before she died and then adding digital enhancements.
Let's see. Who's Poe Dameron? I don't know that name. Would that have been in the movies you guys maybe watched?
Not the stuff you've seen, no.
Okay. Because he says, what are you doing, 3PO? And he replies, taking one last look, sir, at my friends. And I didn't know these other ones had been killed off in these newer episodes.
I hate that there's a bunch of spoilers there, but not that it matters for you. You haven't even watched Spinal Tap yet.
I'll remind both of you that it was...
Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, I described the Will Smith movie as a bomb.
Oh, it's bad, yeah.
This movie is now projected to lose $75 million or more dollars. Horribly. And you'll be seeing Will Smith in his next Amazon Prime feature. Dennis Quaid is officially engaged to his 26-year-old
girlfriend. Now, while
why was that said in unison now, by the two of you?
Well, I went to one for the left channel and one for the right channel. But while some people shake their head at that, other guys punch him on the arm and smile.
Attaboy!
For whatever reason, 61-year-old Sharon Stone found it necessary yesterday to say she loves her body.
Nice.
Woman, she is.
You were just a hair away from being in the office of the new operations.
Oh, man.
It's like now I don't have to get text when I'm going to get yelled at. I have drive up service here.
Right.
But you got the that movie that you know.
Oh no! I yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Way obvious. Everybody listening got that.
Yeah, you're so subtle.
Like a freight train. Subtle like a freight train.
Stuck that right in.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s been accused by multiple women of grabbing butts and stuff like that, and now one says there is video evidence that he was behaving in this unseemly fashion.
Not so Gooding.
At a nightclub.
Not so Gooding.
If you missed it earlier, we will reprise it later Mitt Romney starring as Pierre Delecto in a Twitter feed near you. How about that? Oh, and one last thing, and I can't wait for, we get just before 9 o'clock, because I'm really looking forward to seeing young Joey.
Oh.
All right. Whoops. Wrong letter in the alphabet. Where is it? I know we put this over here. It is. You've heard about the new Barney movie, right?
Yeah.
We have an exclusive, a preview of the Barney movie trailer.
Barney the dinosaur wanted to make children happy.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Yay!
But the world was against him.
You're finished, Barney. You're all washed up. You'll never work in this town again.
But I love the kids, and they love me. We're a happy
family. Get out!
And so, the lovable purple dinosaur turned to a life of crime.
People who don't know how to share need to be taught a lesson.
Watch Barney's horrifying descent into madness.
Ah, this old man lost his head. The world's better off now that he's dead.
Barney Origins, coming soon.
And now, what do we do when there's TV executives splattered all over the room? Clean up, everybody, everywhere, clean up.
And if you think that I'm going to play that for young
Joey
just before his interview starts, you are correct. Not that I don't, you know, I don't do it to be mean. I just do it to be mean. Kidding, of course. All right, we have just minutes left in the hour.
He is as irritated about that as I used to be about that little jingle song.
Yeah, but you see, that
do you remember
jingle,
that?
That jingle was made with love by Jolene Roxburgh.
I haven't thought about it in a long time.
Would you like to hear it?
No, I hope you dumped it.
It's here.
Oh, no, that's okay.
We haven't played it in a long time.
All right, then if I ever make you mad... It's standing by.
I mean, you're not going to be here Friday. He'll play it as much as he wants.
That's right. And Jay Quellen and Dana are going to be here.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, I wonder if I get my cookies on that day.
Maybe. I would hope.
I wonder if I get my cookies.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
Yeah. Also, like, really good cookies.
Okay. April McLemore, you have 4 minutes. 4 minutes. To call us at 396-5477. And get in on that drawing for the Roll Tide Cruise next February. 5 days on the fun ship Valor from Carnival Cruise Lines.
Have you ever been on a cruise? What was that face?
20 of them. Three. I hate them.
Three.
But this will be a great cruise.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking, my first cruise was on this ship called the American East. And it was, I don't want to get into the ethnic part of it, but the country of origin that it was assigned to, apparently they didn't believe in bathing. And that ship smelled like BO for 3 days.
I've never been on a cruise before.
It was torture.
The first cruise I was on, the Love Boat, the actual boat that they shot the exteriors for the Love Boat, the big red boat.
The real new and modern cruise ships kind of came in after I went on my last one, which
was
in the early 90s. But I had... plenty of experiences with them. Best one was when I rented half of a stateroom on the top deck of the ship. That was the size of a hotel room. Now, that was great.
But yeah, because they can be really tiny quarters. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Not for claustrophobics. 657, let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Checking the highways for you this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 have a few more customers on them, and it's getting busy into Montgomery, especially at the interchange. Northern Boulevard busy at Jackson Ferry. Northeast Boulevard busy from the Wetumpka Highway over to the Atlanta Highway. Troy Highway and Eastern Boulevard busy. And if you are headed in from Tallahassee, Skagit, or Auburn this morning, when you get to Shorter, we have an accident there with possible entrapment. That could slow you down just a bit. Be on the alert for emergency vehicles there. Bring your good credit to Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You'll have a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers starting at just $199 a month. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Billy here from AutoSave.